Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante along with Eric Lammers, lead recruiting analyst for the Penn State Rivals Network. To find everything from Eric and his team at Penn State Rivals, just go over to pennstate.rivals.com. And if you're interested in more from Keystone Sports, just download the Keystone Sports app from wherever you get your podcast. Eric, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good, Jim. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Another big weekend of recruiting for Penn State.
Yes, sir.
On the list you sent me, there was something like over 20 recruits visiting Happy Valley. But not only that, let's start with there were actually a couple commits. Let's start there. Two more offensive linemen. The first one is Anthony Donko. He's a class of 23 commit. 6'5", 310 pounds from Light Ridge, Virginia. What do we know about him?
Yeah, so this one kind of came together rather quickly. The staff offered him back in early December after his junior tape started trickling out, right? And so they got eyes on him and saw him and liked what, you know, they had him. They had known about him, but then once the tape obviously got out there and they felt comfortable, so they pulled the trigger. And then, I know, you know, from there, he visited earlier this month on the January 15th junior day that they had. So he was on campus, and when he was there, he just really clicked with the staff, in particular with Coach Franklin while he was there. He just really, you know, he's big on academics, big on football, and when he was there, he just really felt the vibe with Coach Franklin in terms of how both of those could mesh there at Penn State. And I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say this was one that they thought was coming this quickly, but on Thursday night, he got in touch with the staff. He talked to them, and he said, you know, Penn State's where I want to be. And so before you knew it, that Friday night, he was making a commitment public. And so he's an interesting prospect. He on film, he's somewhat, I don't want to say raw, but it does feel like he has still a lot of the game to learn, right? And so when you pop on the film, a few things, though, that pop out of you are his length, he's quick off the ball, and he just has some good, legit size to him. He came into high school just a few years ago. He was 240 pounds. Now all of a sudden, he's all the way up to 300 pounds, and he put it on in good weight. So he's not a slug when he's coming off the ball. And so those type of things, those attributes, I think, are really what got the Penn State staff's attention and something that they feel like they can kind of mold him and kind of help him reach his ceiling. I think he's kind of a lottery ticket in this class. I think, you know, he's going to be more likely a guard. He could play tackle. He has some good feet, some athleticism, but I think he's probably closer to 6'3", 6'4", but his arms are so long. They hang down to his knees. So that may, you know, leads me to believe he has a chance on the edge. But really, I think it's just going to be about where is he most comfortable? Where can he be developed to reach his ultimate ceiling? I think that, again, he's a piece of clay. I think that the staff sees where they can mold him. And ultimately, you know, I use that lottery ticket reference. If he hits, he has that chance to ultimately be an NFL guy. So they found his attributes were worth taking the risk on.
And then there was another commitment. This one, believe it or not, was already a class of 24 commit. The first one for Penn State. And this is another offensive lineman. So class of 24, that means he's currently a sophomore. And he's already 6'5", 285 pounds. And that's Cooper Cousins. He's out of the Erie area.
Yeah. And this guy's good. Now, he is good for a sophomore, Jim. I popped on his film, and when I was watching him, so they wear, you know, up there at McDowell, they were in blue and white. And so there was times when I thought I was watching an actual Penn State lineman. He's that refined already as a sophomore in high school. He's playing center for his high school team. And he's doing some things on film that guys at the college level are struggling to do. He's snapping the ball. He's getting out and pulling out into space. He's taking some time. He's looking around, and he peels back off edge defenders. I mean, he's doing some things on film that are next level. And I had to remind myself a few times when I was watching that this kid's only a sophomore. He is pretty darn good, and Penn State's really, really lucky to have locked him down this early, because if that guy stays out on the scene and continues his recruitment going, he would only pick up more and more. He is certainly a future four-star prospect, and most likely he could even find himself in the Rivals' top 100 nationally, in my belief.
That's very impressive for just a sophomore. Now, you said he was playing center for his high school. How do you project him? Is it center? Is it guard? Is it tackle?
Yeah, I mean, it's because, you know, obviously on Rivals right now, we have him listed as an offensive tackle. I would like to see him, obviously, out on the edge, see how he can do that out on the edge when he's out there and see, you know. But he has the athleticism. I mean, he's doing things, again, at center. I almost would like to see him stay at center. Now, he is on the high end, the big end for, you know, interior lineman there at 6'5", 6'6", at the center spot. But he just has a natural feel for the position. And the way he snaps the ball, I'd hate to take him out there. I know the tackle position is where everybody wants to play, and that's one of the big money spots. But the center is becoming more and more of such an important piece to offenses. The guys up there that have to be, you know, with the athleticism and being able to make all the calls and different things like that. So I think he's going to have his choice, quite frankly. From now until he graduates high school, I think you're going to have really a choice to see where does he end up working at the best. But he's going to be able to play somewhere. I know that for certain. And I think he's just going to continue to work and see where he becomes the most comfortable.
All right, Eric, let's get to all of the visitors this past weekend. The first thing I took note of, a week ago it was a plethora of offensive linemen. This week it looks like there were 6-7 defensive ends there. Any one of them that stands out to you where you see Penn State has the most interest and it is reciprocated?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's obviously, it was a good group. You know, I was a little bit worried heading into the weekend that the snowstorm that was heading up the eastern coast was going to affect some of these guys making their way to State College, but it really didn't seem to affect too many people. And I think one of the guys, you know, that I have my eyes on, Jameel Lyons out of Roman Catholic there in Philadelphia. He's a guy that is a really impressive physical specimen. I think that has a chance. He's quick off the ball. I think Penn State really likes him. Obviously, being an in-state guy, you know, they would like to keep him in-state. And so he's somebody that I'm going to be definitely tracking here over the next couple months just to see what happens to him. He's got some other offers like Virginia Tech, Maryland, West Virginia. So he's got some options, but I just think that he's one to watch for sure. I think, you know, interior defense alignment, Sidir Mitchell is somebody definitely worth watching. He's a big old boy now, 6'6", 310 pounds. And he is, you know, he is built like you want him right there in the middle of the defense. He can clog some things up, that's for sure. And he's quick off the ball, which is always, you know, you can't sometimes worry about when you see guys that are that big so early that maybe they, you know, they might be a little bit sluggish off the ball or not have, you know, just don't have a high motor. And he moves really well for his size. So he's there at Bergen Catholic, and I feel like he's definitely somebody that we should be watching for the Penn State, because he really likes Penn State and Penn State really likes him. Another edge defender. He's kind of we have him listed as an athlete on the Rivals website, but he's kind of a linebacker / edge defender right now, because he's a little bit light, you know, weighing about 210. But Tony Rojas out of Fairfax, Virginia, he's a really, really impressive specimen on tape, quick off the ball, physical. Like I said, weight, you know, he needs to add some weight to figure out where he's really going to fit in at the next level. But he's somebody that the staff's very high on. They went and saw him numerous times during the contact period. He obviously reciprocated that back by getting up. And he even went as far to say, following the visit, that how much he enjoyed Penn State and being on campus again, and that he could most definitely see himself calling Penn State home at some point, sooner than later, maybe even perhaps. So he's somebody that I'm going to be watching for sure. Now, he's got other options. Obviously, he's got all the other Virginia schools. Obviously, you know, Virginia Tech's going to be going after him hard. Virginia's going to be going after him hard and some things like that. So he's somebody worth watching. And then, you know, if you want to slide it back off the back end into the defensive backfield, you know, you got somebody like Antonio Cotman, who's from Life Christian Academy. He was up, and he's obviously, Life Christian Academy is a school that's very, very familiar with Penn State. Joshua Miller, 2023 commit, is also out of Life Christian Academy. So, you know, he's being worked by Joshua on the daily to come and join him. He really has vibed well with Coach Franklin and the staff. He really likes Penn State. I could see him ending up at Penn State for sure. He enjoys the recruiting process, which that's all good. So he definitely wants to take some more visits. He probably wants to take some official visits. So he's not somebody that I'm really ready to peg coming out of the weekend as somebody that's going to be on commit watch. But he is somebody that I have been watching at least since the beginning of the month, as I knew somebody that the Penn State staff was high on. And getting him on campus and having Joshua Miller continuously in his ear about joining him up there at State College is just another reason why I'm going to be continuing to watch Antonio Cotman there out of Life Christian Academy.
Fans are always interested, of course, at the quarterback position. And you mentioned there's a new quarterback offer that Penn State made this past weekend.
So they actually, we've been discussing this on the board a little bit about how it's probably going to be time to, develop their board a little further. They're going to need to extend a few more offers probably just because of the way things were shaken with their current offers that they had out. You know, they have obviously Drew and Bo already on campus, so that's probably being used against them on the recruiting front a little bit in terms of look at the loaded depth chart that you'd be walking into and things like that. So they needed to develop that board. And so they had Marcus Stokes on campus this weekend, a quarterback from Nice, Florida. So he came all the way up to State College to visit him this weekend, and they reciprocated that with that interest and went ahead and extended him an offer while they had him on campus. And he's a really, really good player. He's an interesting player. He's around 6 foot, 6 foot one, 170, 180 pounds. I'll tell you what, when I watch the film, you know, he kind of reminds me, he's got that athleticism of somebody like Trace McSorley, right? He's kind of, he can extend the plays. He can do some things that where he's, you know, off script. He uses his legs. He's kind of got that mentality of, you know, maybe he's a little bit smaller, but he's got, you know, he's going to make things happen. And so I like him. He's got some pretty good arm strength. And then they also offered J.J. Cole, who's out of Iowa. Now, he was not on campus this weekend, but he's been to State College many times. He's a little bit in the different side of things from Marcus, where he's actually your prototypical size quarterback, 6 foot five, 6 foot six, 200, you know, 10, 15 pounds, kind of like Drew, right? So he's a little bit more in that Drew Allar vein. So, you know, they didn't really have one way or the other they wanted to go with it. They found two guys, obviously, during this contact period that they liked enough and they wanted to extend those offers. So those are two guys that I'm definitely going to be connecting with here shortly and having more information, more stories over at Nittany Nation. But definitely a couple of guys to watch and that we're adding to the board and potentially could be the future quarterback for this class.
A name that really stuck out to me on the list, and I'm sure a lot of old Penn State fans, is there's a kid by the name of Anthony Sacca, who's a class of 2025 recruit, okay? And yes, he's the son of Tony Sacca, the former Penn State quarterback. What can you tell us about him, Eric?
I mean, for a 2025 guy, he's already got, you know, just more double-digit offers, and he's very impressive, obviously, doing it there. You know, he's what he's putting on tape is very impressive for a young guy. He's got length. He's got size already. So he's one that's probably going to just continue to pick up more and more offers. I'm sure Penn State would like to kind of lock him down almost like they did Cooper Cousins and get him locked down sooner than later just because of as his recruitment continues to go, you're just going to see more and more schools get involved just because of the pure athleticism that he's shown on film coupled with his size. Very, very rare. And then throw in the fact that he's only a freshman in high school, or was a freshman, you know, is currently a freshman in high school. I mean, it's kind of outrageous to think about. So his ceiling, or, you know, his potential and things like that over the next couple of years and how his recruitment's going to go is going to be one of the better ones to follow for sure.
And the other thing to remember, it's not just he's a freshman who got on the field. He got on the field at St. Joe's Prep, one of the premier programs in Pennsylvania, right?
Right, and that's what you're saying. When you're talking about doing it at that level, on that, you know, with at that program against that competition as a freshman, it just even elevates it even to another level. So he's one for sure that we're going to be following closely, and he's got, you know, he's got 4-star, 5-star potential for sure down the road.
All right, fantastic wrap up for us on this recruiting weekend, Eric. But that is going to have to be it for this edition of the show. We thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.